No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check, check, check.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It is appreciated. It's that time of the week where we talk college football, week 13. It's weird because, you know, the college football playoff committee owes Lane Kiffin some flowers or something because he has made it much easier to concentrate on other things than the college football playoff rankings. And I try not to get myself all messed up in the CFP stuff until the final rankings, until we have everyone's total resume, instead of worrying about what things look like partially. But there are issues, and the ACC is going to be furious if they are left out. But will they have an actual argument? That is a good question that I honestly don't have the answer to. I think I kind of like the idea of you having to earn your way in, and that a spot shouldn't be guaranteed to you as a conference champion if your conference is crap. People have always thought that the SEC would cannibalize itself, and that has not been the case. We'll probably end up with A&M and Bama in the SEC title game, and that's how most people think it should be, right? But with the ACC, it's just a big old jumble. It's a mess, and it's going to be interesting to see how the final CFP rankings play out and how they make that work. I do want to talk about the Lane Kiffin stuff, and I hate that over the last few weeks that has become a secondary part of these episodes of the podcast, but I will get to that later on. There are a couple of games that I want to talk about first from week 13. I have not spent enough time talking about Ohio State, and mainly because they've been on autopilot. Everyone knows that Ohio State is by far the best team in the Big Ten. And I think that was pretty apparent just looking at their roster, looking at what Matt Patricia has done defensively at Ohio State. And the only question was going to be whether or not they had a quarterback who could keep everything on the tracks. And I think Julian Sayin has been more than that. I think that he has been terrific. What is he, completing like 80% of his passes? He'll get invited to New York. He should be invited to New York. The Diego Pavia thing is starting to pick up more steam. And unfortunately, I think part of that is because people are in love with his mom, and I get it. But he's a worthy candidate as well. But what Julian Sayin has done, he's only thrown 4 interceptions. Their defense is so good. It just stops people. I talked about it, I think, a few weeks ago on the pod. But it is a historically good defense. I don't know if it has the same type of names as some of the teams that we think are historically good, like the 0-1 Hurricanes, for example. But that defense is amazing. And if I were Matt Patricia, and I'm not a rocket scientist. Matt Patricia should stay doing this for the rest of his career. He should never look for another head coaching job ever again, even though there will probably be people who come calling after this season for him. He's really good at this. Stay there. Stay where you don't have to necessarily worry about it. You can give your opinion to Ryan Day. He and Ryan Day could be there for another 15 years together. Make a whole lot of money, win a whole bunch of championships, and just be done with it. Instead of chasing. But maybe it's in him to chase. Maybe what he wants is to be a head coach. But I just feel like sometimes you end up in a space and you're like, I'm great at this, instead of okay or pretty good at the other thing. Just stay put, man. With the type of dollars that are flowing through Ohio State, not that you have to work again, but you'll never have to work again other than this. You can kind of figure out how you want to do this thing. I just think their defense is historic, and he deserves a lot of credit. We'll see what goes on against Michigan. Michigan's boring, and they're good, but they're boring, and that's okay. But I think they're going to have a problem, and we'll see if, God forbid, Ryan Day doesn't lose this game. Ohio State fans are funny to me, because I think they put too much into the big game and not enough into your coach wins, 85, 90% of his games. He's gone, wins a national championship. But what about Michigan? What about him? What about them? If you lose this game and you still roll on to win a national championship, it's still worthy of, it's amazing. I wonder how, in quiet moments, how Ryan Day puts up with being the head coach at Ohio State. To me, it's similar to LSU, not Bama. And Bama's rough, but LSU, man, there is a feeling of you better get it right, and you better get it right quickly, and you better get it right a certain way down there in Baton Rouge. And Ohio State feels the same way. It's like, can you ever turn it off? There never seems to be a time where you could turn that thing off. So we'll see. But I haven't talked enough about Ohio State, and that's on me. But they have a historic defense and a quarterback that should be invited to New York for the Heisman. I don't know if I can say any more than that. About them in a praise way, in a praiseworthy way. I found myself last week watching Oregon versus USC. You know what was cool for me? As someone who covered Brian Urlacher, watching his son, Kennedy Urlacher, who transferred from Notre Dame to SC, he had an interception in the game against Oregon that was so reminiscent of his dad that I was texting people. It was zone defense. He was drifting back to cover. I think he was doing quarters, but because his dad would do, middle third. I think he was doing quarter coverage. He drifts back. He tips the ball, reaches out, gets the interception, and has a really good run back after it. I don't know if I've seen Kennedy Urlacher play a couple of games, and I don't know if he's any good. I just know that in that moment, I was like, man, That was some shit that your dad used to do. I'd see it on a weekly basis. Him do that type of stuff. So shout out to him. Oregon is another team that I'm still stuck trying to figure out if they're national championship great or if they're going to run into someone in the first round and just get their doors blown off. Like I keep looking at them and go, they're incomplete. And I don't have a real reason other than intuition and eye test. There's just something not quite right, which I also think speaks to how great of a coach Dan Lanning is. I think that he's doing a lot of good stuff. The Miami win against Virginia Tech is important. Miami has snuck itself back to the arguing stage of we're a CFP team. But considering how the tiebreakers go in the ACC, could they lose to Pitt? Sure. And then what? Then we're talking about Virginia? I don't know. This or Pitt themselves going. It's a mess. It's a mangled mess that the CFP has to worry about, and then I can talk about it later on. Texas A&M, SEC, it's cupcake week in the SEC. So, you know, Bama took on Eastern Illinois. Georgia took on Chattanooga. Texas A&M took on Samford, right? So you didn't really learn much about any of those teams. Some of the SEC matchups that were impressive was Texas with their win against Arkansas. And let me say this, as someone who has spent a lot of time talking about Arch Manning has gotten better as the season's gone on, and that needs to be talked about. He's not great, but he's gotten better. You can see him getting better week to week. Got that completion percentage back up around 63%. He's making plays with his legs. He's gotten better. And Texas's roster is so good that it allowed for him to get better. So shout out to him because a lot of people would have folded, man. Is everyone telling you that you're not good? And he's out there being good. So shout out to him for that. All right, let's talk about the Lane Kiffin thing. Oh, wait, before we talk about Lane Kiffin. I remember last year, Syracuse people talking a whole bunch of shit that they were coming, that they were on the rise, that they had a coach that was passionate, and it's exactly what Syracuse football needed was a passionate coach that was going to hold people accountable. And a new day had dawned and all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay, like perhaps we shouldn't allow for a really good tweet or a really good Instagram reel to convince us that someone knows what they're doing. And I'm not here to tell you that Fran Brown doesn't. All I'm saying is that there was a lot of yakking that was going on at Syracuse after last season. And now people are talking about, man, is he the right guy? Should we start taking a look at the details on a buyout for him? All that stuff. And they got their asses handed to them by Notre Dame. Notre Dame was like, nah, we about to run it up. We're going to run it up. And we don't care. And remember, Fran Brown was talking that stuff to Michael Irvin after the game. And it's like, hey, man, I get what you're trying to do, but it's not cute when a week later you out here getting beat by 9 touchdowns. Not cute. My sleeper for the Heisman, he's not going to win it, but he should be invited. Jeremiah Love with 3 touchdowns in that game. And they just did whatever they wanted to do. It was awesome. Just, what was it, 14-0 before the offense stepped on the field? That's crazy work. Crazy work. No, 20-0. 20-0 before the offense stepped on the field. Incredible.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, now let's talk about Lane. I thought it was bizarre that everyone involved with Ole Miss thought the right way to approach this thing was to go, well, we'll let everyone know what the decision is after the Egg Bowl. If there's a decision that's already been made, the idea of putting out publicly when you are going to release said information is wild, because there's too many people involved for things to not leak out. There's agents, there's boosters, there's angry people if you've shunned one job over another. Now, I don't know if Lane has made up his mind, but I know that this has not been good for everyone involved. And I also think the rules of college football and the early signing and all that stuff, like the calendar definitely needs to be looked at. But this doesn't seem like it's great. Now, I've mentioned before how I think that Lane has done a really good job of rehabilitating what Mississippi football is all about. I think that he's done a good job of slowly and quietly moving away from some of the imagery of Mississippi football, Mississippi athletics, slowly and kind of quietly, being like, we're going to change our look. We're going to change the way that we present this program to people so that it feels like people are safe and in a great environment when they come down to Oxford, Mississippi. I think that he's done that. On top of that, you've got a top five program, a top five team right now. I don't want to say top five program. You got a top five team right now, a team that could legitimately win the national championship this year. Now, maybe Lane has looked at it and gone, we have taken Mississippi football as far as it can go, and it's time to go do something different. Similar to my advice for Matt Patricia, I want everyone to be happy where it is that they're at. I talked about it last week with James Franklin. I think that he's probably going to be happier at Virginia Tech than he's ever been. And I hope it works out for him. I truly do. With Lane, I do wonder, like, what makes him happy? And if he takes the Florida job or he takes the LSU job, will he be happy in what is going to be a pressure cooker atmosphere that things need to change right away? Is he one step, is he trying to stay one step ahead of badness? Like, you, everyone, like I just said, everyone will look at the job that he's done at Ole Miss and say, man, look at what Lane did. And if he knows that the bottom is getting ready to fall out, but you go to a new place and you restart the clock and you get an immense raise and all this stuff, how does that feel? How does it? I don't know. I just think that it's a college sports overall is seedier than what's happening in pro sports. It just feels greasy. And this whole situation feels greasy. And it just feels like, can't we just get this thing over with? And then it becomes a question of, is it fair to the kids? Now, a lot of those kids, like let's say Lane goes to LSU or he goes to Florida, there will be a bunch of kids who will go with him. But for the rest of them, you sold them a dream and then moved on. And that's one thing I do like. I do like the transfer rules when it comes to a coach leaving. But there are ways to do all of this stuff better. Like, I look at the situation at Oklahoma State. No one's really paying attention because it's Oklahoma State and it's North Texas. But Eric Morris, like, he's like, oh, yeah, he's going to go to Oklahoma State. He's going to stay with his team until their season is over because they still have an outside shot of getting into the CFP as well. So you've got that thing going on there. And it seemed a lot cleaner. The thing with Lane just feels dirty. And it also is when you start thinking about his history as a coach. And I think that we probably still think of Lane as young and energetic. Lane and I are almost exactly the same age. Like, our birthdays are, I think, 3 weeks apart. He's 50. Now, I'm not here saying I'm an old man, but I'm not young. But Lane gives off that kind of Dennis the Menace. He'll figure it out one of these days. And when he does, look out. I actually think that he's closer to figuring it out at Mississippi. But again, I go back to motivation. Like, what is it that drives you? What is it that you want? And if what you want is to be the highest paid coach in America, great. You'll come close to that at LSU or Florida, but maybe Mississippi will say, look, we can't get 100% there, but we can get you 90% there, and look at what you've already built, and you and your family like it here. I guess that's not true, right? Because the daughter goes to LSU, right? So maybe his family doesn't like it there. But you've built a life here. Let's put it that way. You've built a life here. And you're our guy. And we're going to pay you like you're our guy. I guess it comes down to what do you want? And maybe that's maybe that's not a bad thing. I believe in people getting what they want. As long as you do your best to not hurt people on the way. But it just seems like, come on, man. Like, you had finally, between the rehabilitation that took place at Alabama, the FAU stuff, which was good, him winning at FAU was kind of amazing. Going to Mississippi and turning Mississippi into a program that has legitimate national championship aspirations. To walk away from all of that just to say that you're the head coach at LSU, and maybe you'll have more resources there. I don't know. I just know that if you can kind of hide in Oxford, can't hide in Baton Rouge, can't hide in Gainesville. If you're a football coach, you can hide in Gainesville and Baton Rouge. But if you're a football coach, you can't. And the expectation levels are going to be through the roof. And will it steal away the joy so much that the money won't matter? These are all things that he needs to think about. And he needs to think about seriously. I hope you have a wonderful time watching the games this weekend. We'll have another review and we'll find out where Lane's going and we'll react to that too. Thanks to Remy Martin for all the support. We appreciate it. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.